On in our discussion, we finished the Psukei Dezimbra, so now just a brief Dvar Halacha with respect to Yishtabach. So the first point about Yishtabach is normally you'd have a bracha posachas bebarach, that it should really start with the words Baruch Ata Hashem, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, this is a matter of some controversy, but even though there's a large amount of terrain between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, it's considered a bracha smucha lechaverta in that sense. And that really links together Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. That's why Yishtabach doesn't have to be Posachas Bebarach, but then we really have to treat it that way. We shouldn't be mafsik during Psukei Dezimra. Speaking about a hefsik, the Talmud Yerushalmi says that anybody who is mafsik between Yishtabach and Yotzer Or, in other words, between Yishtabach and the rest of Davening, Kriyas Shema Ubirchosea, as well as the Amida, it's such a severe sin that this fits into the category of Miho Yisha Yore Viracha Levav. Yilech v'yashov leveiso. In the Bavli, it's hasoch bein tefila letefila, somebody who interrupts tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. In the Yerushalmi, it's actually somebody who's mafsik between Yishtabach and Yotzer. It's a very strange Gemara, so maybe in 30 seconds we'll come back to it. The Magid Avram is so taken by this Gemara that he says he's not thrilled with the practice that we have during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, because we're mafsik as part of the Seder HaTefila. We say Shir HaMalos V'Yomah HaMakim. The Magid Avram is not thrilled with that practice, but that is the practice. The Aruch HaShulchan says he never was so bothered by this Magen Avram because he says it's kind of a soft issue of hefsek. You're allowed to be mafsek for Dvar Mitzvah. Let's say this is the first time that you're able to say put on a talis and tefillin. You'd be allowed to do that. Let's say somebody comes into the shul, he says, and did staka, you'd be able to do that. So he says you shouldn't have a want in hefsek, but you could be mafsek for purposes of Dvar Mitzvah. So you have a machlokas here between the Magen Avram and the Aruch HaShulchan. How significant is the problem of hefsek between Yishtabach and Yotzer. So I'd like to try to explain, just a little bit of a chiddush, hopefully less than 30 seconds, but what's this whole din about? Whoever heard of such a din that you can't be mafsik? This isn't smichas gula letfila. Whoever heard of a din that you can't be mafsik between the Psukei Dezimra and the rest of davening, the Kriyat Shema and the Amidah? So I think it goes back to what we introduced. You know, sometimes you have a yesod and you see it cut like a knife through butter, the whole way through. So we explained when we first introduced Psukei Dezimra that it's not a davar pashut at all to say Psukei Dezimra. Miyamal gvuras Hashem, yashmia kol tilason, kol omer halo b'chol yom, areza mechari from Megadif. What's the matir? Why are we allowed to say Psukei Dezimra? So we explained that it's based on the idea of la'olam, yisader adam shvachos shal makom, be'achar kach kispalo. How can we not? What kind of chutzpah is it to start knocking on God's door and to make demands of him without first saying the proper Shabbach? But now you understand why it's such a critical issue not to be mafsik. Once you're mafsik, what you're doing is you're dissociating the Psukei Dezimra from the tefillah. You're undermining the entire structure of heter for reciting the Psukei Dezimra in the first place.